see the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara has three sheetas here. Bedaf, Fafalaf, and Aleph. Let's see. There's a lot we got to see. This on the ship. Okay, let's start from the bottom of the Gemara. David, you got it? You want to read?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. I'm Ravuna on the bottom by the two dots. Let's go. Okay. Judy, you got it there? Chafal from Adalf. Does everyone have it? Do you have it there, Yaakov? Chafal from Adalf on the bottom.
It's a
perfect. I'm Ravuna. Go ahead. On the very bottom. I'm Ravuna. Yeah. Go ahead, David. David Ernston. Go ahead.
I'm a Ravuna.
Yes.
So
this is, you know, I hope you guys do Nusach Ashkenaz in Friday night davening. We have a minute to say Bamem Malikin. I'm saying if you do Nusach Ashkenaz, we say Bamem Malikin. No, I've seen that in certain shuls that the Rav gives a drush instead of it. It's good he gives a drush, but you should say both. We do Bamem Malik, and then you do the drasha afterwards. Kiagavna is Nusach Svard. But Bamem Malik is a four blot in Shabbos. You know, why is Hanukkah known as the Chag of Torah Shebaal Peh? I remember this from Jewish history. It's only mentioned 9 times in all Mishnayos and Shas. 9 times. And it only has 4 blot in the whole Shas. From Chaf Aleph to Chaf Dalet. What is it doing here in Bamem Malikin? Because of this Gemara. And the Gemara says, Beferish, that wicks and oils that the Chum say, you're not allowed to use for Shabbos, you're not allowed to use on Hanukkah, whether it's Shabbos Hanukkah, whether it's what? A weekday Shabbos. Why not? What's the reason? The reason is, go ahead in the Gemara. I'm a Rava. Go ahead, David.
I'm a Rava. My time under Rava,
Kavsa?
Kavsa Zakukla.
Oh, if it extinguishes, you must relight it. Umutter. Now let's plug both of these elements in. If you hold kavsa, what's the din? You have to relight it. Therefore, we are very afraid, Rashi says, that a man will be negligent and he won't relight it. So he did a terrible thing. He did an isser. So because of that, you better use good wicks. Number two, Shabbos Chanukah. Why can't you use these wicks? Because why? Because since you're allowed to use the what? The candles of the Hanukkah candles, you're allowed to use it for your own purposes. You're going to finagle with the light. You're going to be over at Shemayata. You're going to tilt the candles, the wax or the oil. You're going to be over either this malacha of Mahaba, extinguishing, or Havara. Okay? So that's what you need these two reasons for. Okay, we got that, Clort? Now, Tosis here in the bottom of Kafal from an Aleph asked the Kasha. What was the Kasha that he asked? Okay, we're not going to read that bottom one inside. But what was the bottom Tosas Kasha? Let's get it. It's a very beautiful Kasha. He says, why don't you just say Kufsa Zuckerclaw? If you hold Kufsa Zuckerclaw, what does that tell me? That means during the week of Hanukkah, not a Shabbos Hanukkah, but during the week, you have to relight it, so you better use good wicks. And also, what does Kufsa Zuckerclaw mean? That if it would be Shabbos Hanukkah, you'd have to relight it. And you can't relight it because it would be Mechal Shabbos. So you better use good wicks. Why can't you just say that what? That Kufsa Zuckerclaw would have been enough to me, Masber both. That's Tosis Kasha. You got it? Yosef Klor? So what's Tosis Teretz? The fact that it went out of its way and said, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein Mechol, was to convey to me that there's a new reasoning on Shabbos. The fact, Eli, that it said, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein Mechol, was to convey to me that there is a new reasoning. And that new reasoning is what? Is that during the week, I don't want to what? I don't want to use a bad wick because it goes out after relight. I'm afraid guys are going to be negligent. Shabbos Chanukah, I need a new reason because I'm allowed to use the Chanukah licht. I'm afraid I'm going to use it to read by, learn Torah by Friday night, and I'm going to be mad, I'll be Mechal Shabbos. Why did I have to say, Bein Bechol, Bein Shabbos, to come to convey to me that Shabbos was a new reason? That's what Tosis says. Okay? You got that? Ben Klor? That's the pshat.
How's
it
happening that Kufsa Zuckerclaw would apply to Shabbos?
No, what it would explain to me is that since I have to relight it, I'll pi Hilchos Chanukah, but I can't because Hilchos Shabbos stops it, so you better use good wicks. Kufsa Zuckerclaw would have been enough to be Mazur Ravuna's din. What do you have to come on and tell me what the Lishtamish Laura? The reason is because it said, Bein Bechol, Bein Shabbos, to convey to me that Shabbos is a new time. That's what Tosis says. Okay, it's a very beautiful Kasha. Okay, a beautiful Teretz. Okay, Klor, David, that's Rav Hunish. Let's go like them. Number two, Rav Chista. You can use the bad wicks for what? For during the week of Hanukkah, but not what? Not on Shabbos Hanukkah. Why not? Kasavar? Ah, he holds you don't have to relight it. Go ahead. Oh, he argues you're allowed to mutar l'shtamish l'or. So let's be mazbe with this din. Therefore, kofsein zakaklah, no big deal if you use bad wicks, because if they go out, you don't have to relight it. But it's mutar l'shtamish l'or, that's why and what? Shabbos Chanukah, you have to make sure you use what? Good wicks, because we're afraid you're going to be mechal Shabbos. So up till this point, what do we hold? Both, there's a machlokus between Rav Huna and Chisra, whether kofsa zakaklah or ain't zakaklah, but both agree what? Mutar l'shtamish l'or. Bless you. Everyone got that? You with me, Nachum? Number three. You got the Gemara? You got, yeah, number three. Viter. What do you say? The third sheet. Let's go. Amar what? Amar Reb Zeira. Uri, you with me?
Yeah.
Steven, you got this?
Yeah.
Third sheet. Let's go. Amar Reb Zeira. Wow, the third sheet that turns everything about face and says the wicks that are bad on Shabbos are good on Chanukah, even Chanukah during the week, even Shabbos Chanukah. What's the reason? Go ahead. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ah, he holds Kafsa and Zakakla, but he comes with a whole new reason. What's the new reason? But what's the new reason? That it's usher to use the Chanukah licht. Usher to use the Chanukah licht. You follow me? Usher to use the Chanukah licht. Al pi din. Therefore, if you hold kofsein zakaklah, no big deal. Use bad wicks. If it goes out, no big deal. I don't have to relight it. Oh, but I'm afraid I'm going to be what? Finagle with it? What's the answer? No, because it's usher to derive benefit from it. You follow me? So since it's usher to derive benefit from it, what's the din? The din is there's nothing to worry about. And we paskin halacha lemaisa like the third sheet, the guys. Okay? Simin Tuf Resh Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch, all oils and wicks are good for Chanukah, even if they're not good for what? For Shabbos. It's better to use olive oil, as we said from the Ramah. If you can't use olive oil, you can use other oils. Okay? And then he says even wax. And even Friday night, Shabbos Chanukah, you can use things that would be usher on Shabbos. Okay? And he also paskins that it's usher lishtamish benir Chanukah, which we're going to get to more now. Go ahead, David. Vaitu negemar amru rabbanan. Period. Rabbanan said to Abaye this reasoning of Rabbi Yirmiyah. He didn't accept it. He loved Rabbi Yirmiyah. Don't get me wrong. He loved Rabbi Yirmiyah, but he didn't accept this kula. Because it was a kula, wasn't it? What was the kula? Right? He didn't want to accept the kula of Ein Zakaklah. You follow me? He didn't like that kula. Where they heard in the name of Yirmiyah. Go ahead. He did accept the chumrah of Asa Lishtamish La'ora, but he didn't accept the kula. Go ahead. Ki Asa. Oh, but once he said it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he accepted it. So Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Hador. He loved Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Hador. Once he heard that, then he accepted even the kula. Halach lamaisa. Okay? Then he accepted the kula. Now Tosfos, Dibra Maskul Mutter, seems to say that Abai was a Mekabal Rabbi Yirmiyah Lechumra. That it was Asa Lishtamish La'ora. That he didn't accept. Okay? Now, okay, so it's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos seemingly what he didn't accept from Rabbi Yirmiyah. Was it the kula or was it even the chumra? Machlokas, it seems like Rashi and Tosfos. Go ahead, Amar. He said what?
Amar, I
Mi Kara. If I was Zoicha, I would have been what? I would have been Zoicha to hear this member in the name of Abai even earlier in my life. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Frek the Gemara, go ahead. How what? But you did learn it. You learned it. In the end of the day, you learned it. So what's the big deal? So Gemara says. Nafkamin is when you learn it earlier in life and it dares more in your memory. It lasts much more. Okay, now Pinchas had asked me, maybe you're going to go against the halacha. What do you mean? It's just for the learning? Maybe, so that's what I answered. The Chassam Sofer asked, so we're mechavin to his kasha and to his answer. His answer was, he only accepted the chumri, he didn't accept the kula, so he never did anything wrong with halacha. It just bothered him that he would have wished he would have learned it earlier. So that's the din, halacha l'maisa. Okay, so I want you to get down that Tosfos, the end of that Tosfos, do you have it there on the top? The end of that Tosfos makes a summary. He says, v'hein hilchasa, do you see that, David? The top Tosfos, v'hein hilchasa. You see, it's about five lines in. Read, just read from there. V'chein hilchasa. Yeah, the top Tosfos there, it's cut off, but we have it here, v'chein hilchasa, right here. On the top there, v'chein hilchasa. He summarized the Paskin's Ladina. Go ahead, v'chein hilchasa. You see that? It's the fifth line of the Gemara, right next to the Tosfos. It says, v'chein, you want to just, v'chein hilchasa. Go ahead. There it is. We paskin like the third shita that it's also l'shtamish la'ora. Go ahead. Like Rav and like Rabbi Yochanan. Go ahead. And Abai also received it. Go ahead. Okay, and Rav Yosef later on in the Gemara says you're not allowed to count. What daf is that? On daf chav gimel and alf. The Gemara says you're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to count money. You're not allowed to count money by the Neros Chanukah. Rav Yosef is the one who's mechadish that. On Dafkov Beizim and Aleph, rather. Okay? On Dafkov Beizim and Aleph. You're not allowed to count money by it. Chav Beizim and Aleph. Rav Yosef also holds like this. So let's get it down. So we paskin halach lemais ashli shtamish la'ora, because there's a bunch of Amorim. See, the first three that are presented, you think only the third holds in it. But there are other Amorim. There's Abaye, there's Rav Yirmiya, right? They all, Rav Yochanan, Rav, Rav Yochanan, go ahead. And what about the topic of Kafsa and Zakakla? Go ahead.
The Kafsa and Zakakla, the Kuhu, Svira, Ravuna.
Everyone holds of it. Not everyone. Ravuna was the first one on the Amud Aleph that said Kafsa Zakakla. Go ahead. Ravuna.
Ravuna Yachidu, the Leish Hilchasakavasa.
So I want you to get that down. We paskin Kafsa and Zakakla Eli, and we paskin Usli Shtamish La'ora. Okay. Very good. These are the three Shitas in the Gemara. What is the reason why you're not allowed to use the Or of the Chinuch Chanukah? That the Gemara doesn't say. So there are three Svaras in Rishonim. Let's begin with. Number one, Rashi. Read the top Rashi there. Go ahead. Dave, Vasli Shtamish Laura. Is it cut off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I'll read it. Vasli Shtamish Laura, She Nikr Shu Nir Mitzvah Lekha Lemechash Nataya. It must be Nikr that it is a Nir Mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. It must be Nikr that it is the Nir Mitzvah. Nikr Shehei Nir Mitzvah. And if you start reading by it and learning by it, obviously it's not going to be Nikr. Comes along the Ran and the Balamor. The Ran and the Balamor say, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's a Zekr of the Menorah. You're not allowed to derive benefit from the Menorah. Al Pi Din. Zekr Le Menorah. Just like the Menorah, you couldn't read by it and count money by it. You also can't do that by the Hanukkah lift. And number three, the Rashba I gave you says it's called Bizui Mitzvah. There are three reasons in Rishonim, guys, given why it's Usur, Lishtamesh, La'orah. Okay? Three reasons. The Gemara doesn't say why. Now let's go through a Mahalach L'maisa based on this. Some Nafkaminas that come up very interesting regarding what? Regarding these reasons of Usur, Lishtamesh, La'orah. Why Taki is it such a what? Is it such a big deal? Halacha l'maisa. Why is it such a big deal? So it's interesting.
What's the Ran
thing? The Ran says what we said, one of the six makaros. Zecher the menorah. You're not allowed to derive benefit from the menorah. So zecher l'menorah. So the three reasons given in Rishonim why it's taka asr. Okay. So it's very interesting. Halacha l'maisa. The Beis Halevi writes, ala teira. Please get it. The Beis Halevi has an ala Torah in the back, a whole kuntras on the Inyanei Chanukah, the Rav's great-grandfather. And he gives the following nafkamina. I want you to get this. According to Rashi, can the guys around the street derive benefit? Let's say a guy in the street's walking and he's, what, very freezing. Can he derive benefit from the candles? Yes or no? Gabi, we have a sandwich for you here, okay?
I'm having
a sandwich. Okay. So what does Rashi say? Get it down. What is it, according to Rashi, what's the din? What do we say at Kornrash? The whole point is should be Nikr who? What's the reasoning according to Rashi? It should be nikkur that it's a nira mitzvah. So the guys that are walking outside, are they allowed to use it or not? Yes. Because as long as it's nikkur for the madlik that it's done l'min mitzvah, it's not like other candles. Halacha l'maisa. It's for him, the madlik. So the Beis Halevi says, according to Rashi, the other guys can derive benefit. Not a problem.
He says that Rashi's only speaking with him about it.
That's what he wants to say. Nikr. He says, Nikr should nasa nir lezeh lemitzvah. That's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say. I think it's mistaber like that. But if you hold like the Balamor Naran...
Not really, because you think Persim Yedisa is like, I don't know.
Okay, could be. That's what he wants to learn. I hear what you're saying. Kedeshe nikr shu nir shul mitzvah. It could be. I hear what you're saying. It's a good point. It's a good point. Halacha l'maaseh is a good point. But that's what he wants to tie it. Whereas according to the Baal HaMor in Iran, if you hold that it's Zeichel Menorah, it's going to be usher for everyone. Al pi din. It's going to be usher for everyone. Al pi din. But at the end of the day, I want you to get this down. He claims that there's a concept of Bizui Mitzvah according to everyone. Where does the concept of Bizui Mitzvah come from?
It's a Beis Halevi.
Beis Halevi. Where does the concept of Bizui Mitzvah come from? Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. That's a Gemara. Chav Beis Amud Aleph. That's a Gemara. No one can deny that. Yeah. So at the end of the day, the Beis Halevi says, even according to Rashi, it's a problem of Bizui Mitzvah. Even for the guys outside. So it's not a real good nafkamina. And you guys are pointing out very well, according to Rashi, you don't think it's good. You don't think it was a nafkamina anyway. But at the end of the day, even if you want to say the Beis Halevi, that reasoning was correct, he says you still got to what? Worry about Bizui Mitzvah. That applies to everyone. Not just the guy who lit it. So he says it's not a good nafkamina at all. Al pi din. Okay, interesting. Okay. But what I want to bring out here is if you take this a step further, and it's fascinating. If you take this a step further, halacha l'maisa, are you allowed to use it for another tashmi shel mitzvah? Can you use it for another tashmi shel mitzvah or not?
Did I ask that question?
Halacha l'maisa. I'm asking. Can you use it for another tashmi shel mitzvah? So the Baal HaMor and the Baal Iter that say it's usher because of what? Because of the Zeichel Menorah, they say a Tashmi Shel Mitzvah is permissible. You could read a Sefer by it, you could eat Shalashidis by it, or any meal. It's considered to be permissible. Tashmi Shel Mitzvah is Mutter. Please get it down. According to the Baal HaMor, Tashmi Shel Mitzvah is Mutter. According to the Baal HaMor, Tashmi Shel Mitzvah is Mutter. Baal HaMor says, Tashmi Shel Mitzvah is considered to be what? Mutter. Not a problem. Right. And Rov Rishonim
Achayla. You're still going to have...
Lamaisa was a zecher. So it's a problem of a zecher if you use it for what? A chol purpose, Johnny. But if you use it for a mitzvah purpose, it's not a problem. Again, you have to keep in mind this whole thing is the Rabbanan, right? So the Rabbanan only enacted a zecher. If you're doing a mitzvah, it's not a problem. It doesn't take away from that. But Rov Rishon, please get it down. Rov Rishon, the Rambam, Hilchos Megillah, the Chanukah Berak Dal Lachavav, and the Ramban, Maskul Darmrinan, Mechamas Hashem Maskul Mechol, and the Rashba, the Mordechai, the Rosh, the Ritz, the Miri, Tur, Ran, everyone. Rov Rishonim. When I say Rov, I mean Rov. They're Cholik. They say it's Usser. Rov Rishonim. Okay, start off. The Rambam, the Shar Rishonim. They say what? They say it's Usser. Al Pi Din. Tashmisha Shel Mitzvah is Usser. And the truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch has two Shitas. The first sheet he says even Tashmish Shel Kedusha is Aser. The Yeshmi Shamater Tashmish Shel Kedusha. So it's 2 days in the Mechaber. First day is the Ikar Shita. Okay? First day is the Ikar Shita Al Pi Din. So it comes out very interesting. Halacha L'maisa and Rov Rishonim say that it's a problem, but the Rosh in Simin Vav says, and I want you to get this, the Rosh in Simin Vav writes, he says it's Aser L'shtamish B'nir Chanukah. A tashmis that you have to use your hands close to the candle. Even if it's a tashmis shel aroi. What's aroi? You know, temporary. So the Beis Yosef makes a beautiful duke. He says, if it's a tashmis shel aroi, and you don't have to have your hands near the candle, the Rosh will say it's mutter. Al pi din. Okay? And he says he doesn't understand why the Tur and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Beis Yosef, leave out this din. But I want you to get that Rosh. Please get that Rosh. The Rosh says, again, if you're close by and the Tashmish Shel Arai, it's still Aser. Mashmah, if it's far away and it's Tashmish Shel Arai, the Rosh will say it's Mutter, Al Pi Din. Seems to be Halacha L'maisa. That's what he wants to say. He doesn't know L'maisa. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but I want you to know the Shita, the Rosh. The Rosh has this Chiddush. Okay, so we have this din, Halacha L'maisa of Aser L'shtamish L'oranir. Now, I want to now move to Halacha of Kafsa Zakaklo now. We pass in Kafsa and Zakaklo. Okay? Now, the Prima Gaudim writes, the Prima Gaudim says, what happens if you blow it out on purpose? What's the din? Kofsa means it went out by itself in the Gemara. What happens if you blow it out on purpose? So the Prima Gaudim in Orachaim, Tofresh Ayin Gimel, Ishal Avram Sifkot Nid Beis says, you're chayev to relight it, but you don't what? You don't say a bracha again in this hadlaka. Okay? What'd you say? Yeah, it's all within the 30-minute shir, which we didn't get to yet in the Gemara. But Halacha L'maisi says, you blow it out on purpose, you relight it. I do want to point out to you that the Sfas Emes says no. According to the Rashba, it's Mashma, even if you blew it out b'mezid, you don't have to relight it. The Sfas Emes quotes a Rashba, and he says not that way. He argues on this Prima Gaudim, al pi din. Okay? No, the Prima Gaudim says, if you did it b'mezid, you must relight it. You must relight it. Okay? But the Sfas Emes points out from the Rashba, you don't. Now, where did I give you that Rashba? The Ran quoted, al adaf. The Ran quotes in the Tshuvas, what's the halacha if someone b'shogeg blew it out? What's the din? Must you relight it? So what does he say? He says, Kaf Sein Zakakla. You do not have to relight it. Al Pi Alacha. You do not have to relight it. And what does he point out? Let's get this down. The Mechaber writes, in Orachaim Tof Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Beis, Halakha Semitzel Vichrim Kafsa Kodem Ashav Rizman Ein Zakakla. Please get it down. The Mechaber Paskins Halakha Semitzel and they're from Kafsa Ein Zakakla. What's weird about that? What's weird about that line in the Mechaber? That he says, Allah Kaos Mitzim Kafsa Ein Zakakla. The Gemara never put the two together, ever. We learned the Sugyas thoroughly, guys, this week. Allah Kaos Mitzim went through back and forth. Allah Kaos Mitzim never did it bring up Kafsa Zakakla. Kafsa Ein Zakakla is the beginning of the Sugyas. Never connected to it. Taz asked this Kasha. The Taz there in Sifkot and Ches asked this Kasha. He says, what on earth is the connection? What is the connection between the two? The Gemara never has a connection. So what's the pshat? Very bothered by this, the Taz. The Taz says, Mehechetes, we never find it, Lamais. The Gemara never connects the two. Never once does it connect the two, Allah Lamais. So what I want you to get is the following. One sec, Pinchas. The Taz is Masbir, and the Vilna Gaon says the same thing. That when the Shulchan Aruch, Jacob and Zach, we have sandwiches for you here, okay? All right, but you have it, you can have it after Mincha. Okay, listen.
I didn't
Oh, okay, I'm saying after Mincha you'll daven. So the Taz says, after Mincha you'll have it. The Taz says like this. Guys, I want you to get it. The Taz says that the Shulchan Aruch meant as follows. All the Shulchan Aruch wanted to convey to you is that we don't paskin Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. That's all he wanted to say. We pass on a lakos and mitzvah. Once you strike the flame, you light the candle, you're done. You're yotze. I don't care what happens afterwards. Not that I don't care. I mean, I hope it still stays lit, but if it goes out, I'm still yotze. Okay? If it goes out, I'm still yotze. That's all the Shulchan Aruch wanted to bring out. That's the way the Vilna Gaon says explicitly here in Sifkot and Yud Aleph. It says exactly like the Taz. You're right, the Gemara doesn't link the two. But the bottom line is, the Shulchan Aruch wanted to say, I paskin halakha osimitzah, not hanacha. That's why I put the two together. And what's a very good halakha that illustrates it? If it goes out, you're done. You don't have to relight it, because halakha osimitzah. Okay? Let's say I was holding it, let's say, and I didn't put it down. I have to light it, bim koma bein it. Halakha osimitzah has to be in its right place. But he wanted to convey to you, we don't say hanacha osimitzah. We don't say hanacha osimitzah. We don't say that. Let's say I had a chanukiah on the table. Beautiful, and I lit it and it went out. What would be the din if I held a nachos mitzvah? I wouldn't be yotze, because I didn't put it there. It was there already, right? Someone else put it there. So a good illustration of holding a nachos mitzvah is to say kavsa ein zakel, even though the Gemara never links it ever. Yes, Pinchas, what do you say?
Wouldn't this all be derived from the Sfas
Emes? Yeah. That what?
How would the Prima Gaudim explain this?
Yeah.
The Prima Gaudim says you did it b'mezid, you got to relight it.
Yeah. So
why?
If it's a
lakos, amazing. Well, I'll tell you why. We'll get to it. Maybe because of Persumi Nisa. If you did it, amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Also, you need the
if you did it, amazing. Yeah, if you did it, amazing. We're going to get to the next lines of the Gemara. It's a good point, but we'll see. Okay? Bez Hashem. So that's the Chiddush what? That's the Chiddush of the Taz, Al Pi Halacha. Now, it's very interesting, and therefore, that's how the Mechaber, what? Mechaber links it together. Okay. David, let's go Vaita now in the Gemara. Go ahead. Vaita now in the Gemara. Go ahead. Yeah, that's where we got up to. So now the Gemara asks, the Kavsa.
Kavsa ain't zakukla.
Are you serious that kafsa in zakaklal frekta gemara v'minayu? Mishatishka chama, which is about a half an hour from sunset. Okay, go ahead. So we don't actually say that. We're going to get to. We paskin, you know, tzeis kochavim. Go ahead.
My love.
That's a great kasha. It's mashma that if it goes out, you have to relight it. Mashma kafsa zakaklal. From our answers, what?
Low.
It's wrong. The e what? Excellent. So the Gemara gives two answers. It says if you didn't light it, you still have to light in that window. What's the second teretz? The second teretz is that there has to be enough oil to light that to fit that window of time. But you could light it at 10:30 or 11:30. No problem. So the pashup shot in this Gemara is Rov Rishonim, and that's what we're going to get to now with the Taisus, hold that these two terutzim in the Gemara are arguing. Let's read it. Go ahead, David. Read the Taisus. Dilo what?
Dilo idlik madlik. Aba mikan ga'ela habar hazman. Omer hari.
Hari porat. He's one of the Balei Taisus. Go ahead.
Diyesh mizaher u'hadlik balayla miyad. Shalo yacher yoseh midai.
Oh, what does the Hari porat say? That you got a light in the window. Don't delay it too much, because if you did, you're done. So the first teretz says you're done after that window. Go ahead. Umikol makom. Oh, so what's he say though? That if you're past that window of time, what's the din? If you're past that window of time, what's halacha? You should still light, because there's another answer in the Gemara. What was the other answer in the Gemara? As long as you have enough oil, it's fine. So what is the first day in Taisus hold? The Reba Poras. Later on in the Gemara, we saw it, I don't know if we did it inside, but the Gemara quotes a Bryson and says, the Nir Chanukah is supposed to leave it at the window or the door. If you live in the attic, you leave it by the window, close to Rosh Hashanah. Then it says, B'shasa Kasakana, Menichal HaShulchan V'dayo. Put it on the table and enough. They switched Persumanism with anti-Semitism to where? From the outside to where? To inside. So according to the Reporat, he's learning these two terutzim in the Gemara according to even Bizman Hazeh. Even Bizman Hazeh, the first day in the Gemara says you got to light in that window of time, and that's it. You don't light in that window of time, you're done. And the second day of the Gemara says you can light 11:30 as long as you have enough oil to be for a half an hour. So he incorporates the bottom of the Gemara with the top of the Gemara. But it depends, David, on the two terutzim. You follow what I'm saying? Rov Rishonim learned the two terutzim in the Gemara arguing. Rov Rishonim, okay? The Shulta Giburim. Most Rishonim learn the 2 days in the Gemara are arguing. You can miss it if you're not careful on it. Zuck the next line of the Taisus. Go ahead. Ulari.
Ulari, Nira Daita in Lachush Masayadli. Da'anu in Wanu Hakira Ela Lubne Habayis. Shahari Madlik in Mibifni.
Excellent. So what does the Re say? He says, forget about the whole thing. Nowadays, they switch to Persumanis to Bifnim. No problem. You can light 11:30. Meaning, what is the Re saying? You don't combine the two Gemaras. These two Terutzim are before the Takana was switched. Once the Takana was switched, it doesn't make a difference. So what I want to point out to you guys is that the 2 days in Taisus, the 2 days are arguing whether you what? When you read this Gemara, the two Terutzim, is it talking about Bizman Hazeh? Or is it talking about only Bizman, what, before the Takana changed? According to the Reporat, he was saying what? That it was the 2 days of Gemara apply even Bizman Hazeh. According to the Re, the 2 days of Gemara was only before the Takana. After the Takana, it doesn't make a difference. You got me how to read the Gemara? That's what comes out. Now, halacha l'maisa, that's the push-up shot in the Gemara, I believe, that the two theorists are arguing, and there's two ways to what to read it. Is it talking Bizman Hazeh or later? However, the Rashba, and this is the Rashba I gave you, Damascus, a high Nami. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says there is no machlokas in the 2 days. He says, even according to the first day, if you didn't light it in the right time, you still can light, you just didn't do it lecharchila. What's the famous din in Megillah? The mitzvah of Megillah is read at night. You have the whole night to do it. The mitzvah is Belilah, is Bizman, or Kol Alayla. The mitzvah of Nir Chanukah is also Alayla. It might not be such great Persumanisa when you do it later, but definitely what? You still can what? You still can you still could light. So please get that down. According to the Rashba, there are no, the two Tirutzim are not arguing. When it says Dilo Madlik, Madlik, if you didn't light now, and what happens if you didn't light? You can still light. It won't be the mitzvah in the most pristine way, but you still be Yotze. So according to the Rashba, the two Tirutzim both agree you can light the whole night, even the first Tirutz. And on the other poll, there's only a third possibility left, is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalalach Hei, says no. He says, if you miss that window, you're done, according to everybody. And the Makom Mishnah says that the Rambam learned, even according to the second Teretz, you are done. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay? Only toch that zman is it shayach to be madlik. After that zman, you are absolutely done. And the Rambam holds this ladina, even according to the second Teretz of the Gemara. It's amazing. Okay? And the Tur says, halacha l'maaseh, he says, if you don't light, you can light the whole night, against the Rambam. The Beis Yosef says, why does he write Shalok and Divya Rambam? The Taisa Rush says, maybe it's only Lechachila. So the Beis Yosef claims that the Rambam never would say, don't ever light. So the Beis Yosef is not comfortable with that. But I want you to get that down. The Magen Mishnah, Pshat, and the Rambam seems to say, once you miss the window, you're done. That's it, finished. Beis Yosef says, you still should light out Suffolk. Beis Yosef can't fathom the Rambam would say, not light at all. So basically, we've just presented through the three permutations. Do you say the two Terutzim are arguing? That's Taisus. Within Tosvos, we had a question whether it's talking about Bisman Hazeh, or is it talking about Bisnatakana? Detail within Taisus, right? But Taisus certainly learning the two Terutzim are arguing. According to the Rashba, they're not arguing at all. Everyone else, you can do the whole light, just it's not the best thing, the first Terutz. And the Ram holds, no, they both are agreeing in the other way. That if you miss the window, you're done, at least according to the Magen Mishnah. But Joseph says, even the Ram would still say you should be Mavlik and Suffolk. Okay? We got that? Oh. So Lamaisa, it comes out, and I thought it's very interesting. The Prechadish asked the following kasha. I want you to get it. What did Taisa say in the first day? He says, since the Gemara are arguing, you should be Mavlik and Suffolk. What do you mean Mavlik and Suffolk? Suffolk the Rabban Lakula. Don't light at all. So my response to that is you only say something to Ron Kulim is not a tircha. How hard is it to light? If it is a tircha, then maybe, you know, and his kasha is a great kasha. Maybe he was talking about where it would be a tircha. So what's the answer to that? I want you to get this. It's a beautiful answer. The answer is because of Pursumi Nisa. If something's a din d'rabbanan, Yosef, but it's Pursumi Nisa, we don't say something to Ron Kulim. You got to go out of your way and make sure you do it. So you're madlik without a bracha. The bottom line is you're madlik without a bracha. Okay? It. That's what the Teretz of the Prima Godim, Prechadish rather, Ellie. The Prechadish asks this kasha. Prechadish says, you say Savik Rabban Lakula. When it comes to Pursuim Nisa, Zach, you don't say Savik Rabban Lakula. If it's a mitzvah Pursuim Nisa, you got to do it. You won't say Abracha, Allah Lamaisa. Now, the truth of the matter is, and this is interesting, Allah Lamaisa. When you light in your house, do you have to put the Shemin? Do you have to put the Shemin, Allah Lamaisa, like that? Did that switch too? Why don't you say Bizman is that Pursuim Nisa Bifneen? Maybe I don't need the amount of oil anymore. What do you say to that? So we pask in the Ritva writes, he says, Allah Lamaisa deal o Madlik. Madlik? I mean, I'm sorry, not the Ritva. But Lamaisa, the Archos Chaim, Hashem Rabbin Shimshin, the Dark Emisha, they pask and you need the shear. However, the Arzarua says, no, you don't need the shear. You don't need the shear. Bifneen, you don't need the shear. The Levush says you should still do it. I'll call upon him, you should put the Shem and Shiyadlik Zman Ma. Not, you know, you don't have to put, you know, the exact shear of half an hour, but at least enough that it won't last just a minute. Our minute is to put it all in. But I want you to know, it's a machlokes. This is another nafkamina, guys, that comes out of, how many nafkaminas we mentioned that emerge from this switch of Pursuim Nisa to be Bifneem? Number one, when you light. Number two, how much Shemin you're going to need. Okay? Now, also, halacha l'maisa, it's interesting, okay? It's very interesting. When you say halacha l'maisa, that you've got to light, it's very interesting what exact zman is, and I want you to get this down. What exactly is the exact zman, okay, for Neres Chanukah? So, Ben was telling me some people thought shkia. Let's get the exact sheet is when you're supposed to light, okay? So the first sheet that we have is the Rashb and the Ran, that it's at Shkia. Shkia Shnia, though. What's Shkia Shnia? Well, what I told you to do, 45 minutes. What I told you to do is 45 minutes or half an hour. Rav Shechta holds 25 minutes even. But generally, we hold 45 minutes after Shkia. Let's say Shkia today is 4:30. It's like 5:15 today. Somewhere between 5 and 5:15. Okay? That's the Rashi and the Ran. So if people, then maybe they meant Shkia Shnia when they told you that. You know? Maybe. Okay. But that's the sheet of Rashi and the Ran. What does the Mordechai and the Tur hold? They hold it Sof Shkia. What's Sof Shkia? Seisa Kochavim. Seisa Kochavim. Halacha L'maisa. What's Seisa Kochavim? What says the Kochavim? So according to Ben Atan, it's 72 minutes. According to Moshe, it's 50 minutes. Okay? That's the second sheet. Okay? The truth is that the Shulchan Aruch seems to say like the Torah and the Mordechai. Okay? Seems to say like that, the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? The third sheet is the Urayim. What does Urayim mean? The Urayim says before Shkia. Mamish before Shkia. Okay? Before the first Shkia. And the last sheet is the Vilna Gaon, who says it starts Ben Hashmashos. Now when is Ben Hashmashos? When is Ben Hashmashos? 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Okay? 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. So we have this so far. What are the four sheetas? Four sheetas, let's say, will be a what? Let's say half an hour after Shkia. That's the first sheeta. Second sheeta is 45 minutes, let's say, after Shkia. Third sheet is before Shkia, and the fourth sheet is Lamaisa 13 minutes after Shkia. Okay? Those are the four sheetas we have. Our meaning is usually to do the half an hour like that first sheet. Okay? Like the Rashi and the Ran. Now what I want to get to is, what happens if a guy, let's say talk about a perfect 12-hour day. What do you say about a perfect 12-hour day? So what's the din of Plaga Mincha? Anyone familiar with that? Rabbi Yossi says Dav Mincha at 4:30 and Dav Meir at 4:46, right? What happens if you light the Chanukah Lichna after 4:45? Are you Yotze or not? So the Or Chaim writes you Yotze. Because for Hilchos Tefillah it's Lila, so he says the same thing here. Unbelievable, no? Now what happens if it goes out before Shkia? Are you Mechuyiv to relight it? So the Prima Godim says you're Mechuyiv to relight it without a bracha. I'll peek in. Okay? Now tomorrow, Lamaisa, when you light for Shabbos Lich, you got to write Chanukah Lich. It's going to have to last a long time. Because what do? Think about it now. Let's think about it. What do? You'd light Shabbos lift 18 minutes before. Let's say you got to light a half an hour. It takes a long time to sing. You're going to have to light Chanukah lift a half an hour before Shkia. One half an hour plus what? 45 plus 30, 75. So you have 75 plus 30. It's 105 minutes it's got to last. So make sure you have oil that's going to last at least 105 minutes. Okay? Tomorrow, I'll be din. You have to make sure that that's so. Okay. David, let's go on a little bit more into Gemara. Go ahead. What does Gemara say? Ad shita what?
Ad shita baregel min hashuk. Ad kama amar rabba barachan amar rabbi yochan. Ad dechlei rigla de tarmadai.
And what's ad dekaya rigla tarmadai mean?
Like the...
What does that mean? So Rashi says it's the name of a nation that gathers wood and they delay in the shuk. They come home a little bit late. Okay? Now our Rebbe... Our Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that's I'll point out the riff, that says Tarmadoi is the name of the wood. Rashi says it's the name of the nation. The riff says it's the name of the wood and the people that are selling that wood. What's the significance of Machlokes Rashi and the riff? So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that's how I wanted to say that it's a fundamental Machlokes where you can fulfill the mitzvah of Shimon Yisrael to Goyim. If you're for farthest than ace, excuse me, to Goyim, are you Yotze for Shimon Yisrael? What's the din? If you're mafarsh in the nest, they're goyim. What's the din? Halach
halamais.
Were these people not used to this? Not used to this food. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, the Johnny, the spicy food, right?
Johnny.
Johnny, man, gotta blame Johnny for it.
Johnny.
Judah gave me the spicy food. Okay. All right, you got what I'm saying? I'll pi halacha. What's the din? Are you yotzei mafarsh in the nest, they're goyim? What do you say?
Are these guys Tamudos Goyim?
Shame Huma. According to Rashi, they were Goyim. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. If you hold their Goyim, then, and we're seeing that with the way.
Yeah, so I want you, I think Rav Barnes, that's how Rebbe plugged it in like this, differently. According to Rashi, it's the amount of time that these guys, the Shame Huma, hangs out. But he was giving it an example of what? Example of Asman. Not that you're Mepharsim and Nes to these guys. According to Rashi, you would not be Yotzik from Mepharsim and Nes to Goyim. You understand what I mean? According to the riff, what does the riff say? Tarmudoi means what? Means the name of the wood. And it's the people that are dealing with that wood. Who are the people dealing with the wood? The Goyim. And you're referring to those guys. So I think that's the way Rav Aaron said it over. According to Rashi, you're not Yotze for Sumanisa. To Goyim. According to Riff, you are. You see, you would have thought Fakir. But that's the way Rav Aaron said it over.
How does Rav Aaron explain Rashi again?
Because Rashi is just saying it's a sheer, these people are hanging around. Not that you refer to this to those guys. You refer them to Jews that are walking around at the time that that shame um is out.
Yes.
Whereas according to the Rif, Tarmudoi is the wood, right? But it's giving you the techitims of who are the guys dealing with that wood. You're yotze the mitzvah by referring this to those guys. Those guys are goyim.
Jews don't sell that kind of wood? Or?
That's what he wanted to say. That's what the Rabbar and our Rebbe wanted to say. That's all. You know Rabbar and Soloveitch. That was Rav's younger brother, the great goyim.
Yeah.
The tzaddik. You ever saw him before? He had a massive stroke 15 years before he died. He used to fly from Chicago every week. Take him like half an hour to get up the stairs. Such mysterious nefesh to retire. Just to look at him as a Muslim. It's unbelievable. What a goyim. He was such a goyim. Reb Lichtenstein, that's how I used to call him his hero. You know, the Rav was his father-in-law, but the Reb Aaron, he said, was his hero. He's such a goyim. One of the greatest compliments I ever got was from Reb Aaron, that's how I used to sit in front of the Beis Medrash when I was your age, and he would say, he said to one of the other Rebbeim, he said, because he always saw me, I always try to help him, give him stuff to help him. But I happened to have been learning all the time when he was there. Not that I was learning all the time. He said it's a tremendous masmid. To hear that compliment from Barnes was unbelievable. Barnes was such a tzaddik. Can you imagine flying with a massive stroke every week? He used to sleep in the Reuben dorm. Then he would fly back for Shabbos to Chicago. So he wanted to say that this is the machlekes. It's interesting, Shiloh, where the Yotze pursuing Nisa with Goyim. So that's how he wanted to plug it in. Okay? That's the chiddush you got. Okay, we got this? Okay, so that's the din of who? That's the din of Rashi and Rif. I want to move now to the second Gemara. This was the first Gemara I wanted you to see with this Machlekes. Let's go to the second Gemara. What's the second Gemara? This is a very important Gemara for all of Shas. Let's turn to Chaf Gimlav. Do you guys have it in the packet? I'm not sure if you have it. Do you have it? It says about the Brachas. You have it? You have it in your packet? I'm going to read the Gemara, okay? I'll read the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Amr Rav Chiya Barashi. I don't know if you have it, Chaf Gimlav. Amr Rav Chiya Barashi Marav. Hamadlik near Shulchanak Asarach Lavarach. Rav Yirmiyam Ha'oroa near Shulchanak Asarach Lavarach. Amr Rav Yudon Yom Rishon Ha'oroa Mavarach Shnayim. Umadlik Mavarach Shlosha. Someone who sees it says Shasanisim. Right? He says Shechianu. Someone who's Madlik says three. Mekan Velech Madlik Mavarach Shnayim Ha'oroa Mavarach Achas. Okay. So the Gemara continues and says, what bracha do you say? My Mavarach. The Gemara asks a very important kasha. Ve'echin Sivanu. Chanukah is not written anywhere in the Torah, guys. 9 times in Mishnayos. 4 blot in Shas. Nowhere in Tanakh. How can we say a bracha asher kishanu b'tzavet Sivanu? So the Gemara gives 2 teirutz from that. Rav Av Yomar, Maglo Tosser. Rav Nechem Yomar, Shel Avicha, V'yagecha, Zekenecha, V'yomu Loch. There are 2 different teirutz given. The reason why we could say Asher Kitshanu B'Savet Sivanu is why? It's based on what? It's based on the din of what? Lotasur. Lotasur, whatever the Rabbanim say, go. They can tell me how to fulfill a previous mitzvah of the Yeraisa, how to eat matzah with a seba, when to say Kriyashma, and it's makim on the level of Yeraisa. But they also have the power within them to also create a new holiday. And that's what Chanukah is all about. The Chum have the power to say that we have a new holiday. And where do we say Asher Kitshanu B'Savet Sivanu? Lo Tasur, or ask your fathers, and they'll tell you, your elders, and they'll tell you what happened in history. There are 2 Makaris that are given. Lo Tasur is the Makor. The Heichin Sivanu. Why does the Gemara ask this Kasha by Chanukah and nowhere else? Why doesn't this Gemara ask this by any other Mitzvah Rabbanu we say Abracha? Give me an example of Mitzvah Rabbanu we say Abracha. Mikras Megillah, if you assume it's the Rabbanan.
Kriyas
Torah. Kriyas Torah is a Shema Karban, it's a little bit different. That's a Birkas Shema Chlodoy. Could be. Halal Shul Shalom might be the Arise according to the Rabban. It's a Begetter Simcha. But there are many mitzvahs the Rabbanan we say what? Shofar in the second era, Shana Pashup Shad is the Rabbanan. Lulav the rest of Sukkot. Is there a banan? We say Asher Kitshan and Tzan Tzavan. What's going on? Why ask here? Because this is the archetypical Chakshat Torah Shabbat. It is nowhere in Tanakh. In fact, the Gemara has a lashon Sof Kol Nisu. The Gemara says Beferish that it was a Sof Kol Nisu in Yuma. So because of that, we have this halacha of Lotasa, Al Pidin. We have this halacha of Lotasa, and therefore that's why we're able to say, everyone quotes Lotasa, but I don't want you to forget the other pasuk, which is the marker for learning Jewish history as well. But that marker also tells me I'm able to say the bracha Shikishan Tavis Sivana. No problem at all. Okay. And that now brings us to the third Gemara. Okay? The third Gemara now is Marasayim. It's the halacha of Marasayim. Says the Gemara here, and this we have to see how Api Halacha. The Gemara says, Amar of Huna Chatzah Sheish Lan Shnei Psochim, Tzricha Shtein Eris. If you have a Chatzah that has two doors, the Gemara says you need two candles. Amar Rava, the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, see what he says here. Amar Rava, Lo Amar Nam Nishtei Ruchos. That's if there are two different directions, north and east. Ava Meruch Achas Lo Tzarech. If I have a big mansion and I have multiple doors on the north side, do I have to do a Chanukiah on every door? Gemara says no. If there's one on the north and east side, I need to put on both sides, both doors. The Gemara says why? So the Gemara says like this: Ilema, my time. Ilema mishum chshada. If you're worried about concern of chshad, chshada mishtei ruchos. The Gemara says ilema mishum chshada, chshada dema. Ilema chshada de alma. If you're worried about the chshad of the world, that people think you're a shegit, a filu bruch achas nami boy, then even in one direction they have to be able to see it. You should require it, because people are going to think it's a split house, a two-family house. One family lit, the other family didn't light. V'chashad ibn emasev, it's a chashad of the city, a filu mishtei ruchas nami lola boy. If the people know it's not a split house, the people of the city, then even on the north and east side they know you lit. They know you're a good guy. So what's going on here? What are you worried about? So Gemara concludes like this. Let's get it. This we have to notice, Klal. The Oilam, Mishum Chshadet B'nei Masa. We're worried about the concern of the city. The Zimnin Basa, the Zimnin Demachlet Bahai, Velo Pascha Bahai, Vermekechet, Bahai Pischa Lo Adlik, Bahai Pischa Nami Lo Adlik. So what's the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Al Pidin, we're worried about the people in the city, that they're going to think you're a Shegetz. And what are they going to think? They're going to think the following. They walk by one door. If you don't light on that door, they're going to think you're going to light on the other door. And therefore, they're going to think you're a bad guy. So it says, Beferish, based on the principle called Chshad, Tzarich, Lahadlik, Bishnei, Sochin, Bishtei Ruchos, in two directions. Okay? Based on Chshad. Now, I want you guys to get this concept. Let's get it. Okay? There's a major difference between Maris Ayin and Chshad. I want you to get this. What is Maris Ayin? What is Maris Ayin? Maris Ayin is, it's a pseudo type of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. It's like a pseudo type of Lifnei Iver. I'll call it Mixas. Mixas Lifnei Iver. If I walk in the Hardee's, or whatever, Hardee's is a non-kosher, have you heard of it? If I walk into a McDonald's, people might think it's kosher. Guys see me do that from say. I didn't hand anyone a cheeseburger. I didn't hand anyone a quarter pounder. But my walking in is a chalik of that. I might be machshel them in this concept. And what does it say in the pasuk? Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe, Vishim Nikimi Hashem Yisrael. You guys, B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, you want to settle Nevra Yarde? You come fight with us to get Eretz Yisrael. You have to be clean both in the eyes of Hashem and the eyes of the Jewish people. That's Marasayim, Ben. That's the marker in Parshas Matos. Vishim Nikimi Hashem Yisrael. You have to be clean in the eyes of Hashem and call Yisrael. You know what the Rav Zatzal once said? You know what Marasayin is? The way you can formulate it? You're not the Bialim on your own reputation. You can't walk around and say, I don't care what people think. I'm not saying you have to be paranoid, but you can't walk around with that attitude. Because Hashem tells me you don't own your own reputation. You have to be concerned that you're not machshel other people. That's what Mar Sinai is a mixed type of lifnei iver. And what does it say? I'm worried about what the Yidden think. Yisraelim. But there's another institution here, and that's called Chshad. And what's Chshad? That people think you're a Shegetz. That's different. That's not that I'm being machshel someone. Where are two places in Shas where the Gemara says Chshad? Two places in Shas. This is the first, this is one of them, with the mansion case. In the beginning of Brachas, you're not allowed to go to a Churba, because someone might think you're going to meet a Zona there. It says Nechshad. That's for both Jews and Goyim. Yisraelim, the Goyim. When it talks about Isim Nikim Yisrael, what are you worried about? You're worried about what? Hashem and the Jews. Number two, Afilu B'chadre Chadorim. You heard about that? Chadorim. Even in a private room, it's usher. Let's say I'm eating a nice hamburger, and there's some, like, looks like there's a par of cheese in there, but it's hot. It's actual lettuce, folks. It's a par of cheese. Is that permissible to do? Yes or no? No one can see me in my office. I'm having a lunch. It's usher. Kol makom she'usher chacham afilu chadre chadorim. Even in private, it's usher. If it's an issa d'oraisa. If it's an issa d'oraisa, I cannot eat it in private. In this is the Rabbanan, I'm not allowed to do it in front of people. Chicken sandwich with the cheese, which is only the Rabbanan. But I'm allowed to do it in my office and no one can see me. What happens when it comes to chshad? What do you say? If no one can see me, is it mutter? Of course it's mutter. No, if you live on a desert island, you have the mansion, you don't have to light the Chanukah in both places. No one's there. Ain't this, sir? B'chadri chadar. B'chadri chadar. No iser at all, b'chadri chadar. Not at all. Al pidin. What about when it comes to what? What about when it comes to the dinim of what? Mar Sinai and Nisid Rabbanan. Is there Mar Sinai and Nisid Rabbanan? Machloikis, the Shah, the Taz and the Marshal. Machloikis. Al Isir de Rabbanan. Is there an Isir Mar Sinai and Nisid Rabbanan? Is there a Machloikis, a Mar Sinai and a Nisid Rabbanan? Machloikis, Taz, Marshal. When it comes to chshad, of course there is. Of course there's a din chshad in Isser Rabbanan. Yesh chshad. What? Al Isser Rabbanan. Of course there is. No problem. There is. Chanukah's Rabbanan. I don't want people saying you're a bad guy. There's a machlek, there's a Taz Marshal, right? The Shach the Marshal. Actually, the Shach and the Taz against the Marshal. Is there Isser Rabbanan Mar Sinai? Let's say I'm having a hot schnitzel, and there's some almond sauce. Almond sauce made of white. It's white. Someone might think it's hot milk. Am I allowed to dip the schnitzel into the almond sauce? Machloikis, whether I need almonds on the table to show that the sauce came from an almond. To get out of the problem, Mar Sinai and Nisid Rabbanan. If it's a meat, of course I have to have the almonds on the table. You know that, Zach, from your day, right? So that machlokas as to whether it's Mar Sinai and Nisid Rabbanan, that doesn't apply. Chshad, of course, is a problem. Chshad by Nisid Rabbanan. And the last nafkamina is, let's get it, is a bracha. Do you ever say a bracha on the din of Mar Sinai or not? It's a machlokas. Okay? The Rashba says you do. Mevarchin. Al bracha. Shall what? Shall Maritain. You say a bracha on Maritain. Mevarchen al Maisa. Shall Maritain. Let's say a mole did a sloppy job in the Mila. He's got to do it again because it's Maritain. It looks like he doesn't have a bris. When he does the Mila again, you say a bracha. The Rashba has such a sheet. What about by dough? By challah? There's a notion of sometimes being mafresh again because of Maritain. Do you say a bracha based on that? Mar Sinai might be, it's a pseudo type of lifnei iver. That's what the Stechemid writes, or Shekhar Shlita said over to us. That's what Mar Sinai is, a pseudo type of lifnei iver. Chshad is that people think you're a bad guy. It's not going to lead people to do something else. Do you say a bracha on chshad or not? So that's where the Ramah quotes our Ron, right here. Let's get it. I light on one side of the mansion. No problem. I light with the bracha. I should have in mind that it goes on the what? The other one. But let's say I didn't have it in mind. Do I say a bracha on the door that I lit for what? For Mar Sinai or not? What do you say? Al pi halacha. What do we say? This daf we said was what? Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? Do we say a bracha on Mar on think something that you did based on chashad? This is not Mar Sinai. Please get it. The Ron says on the Riftir Maskam Rav Huna, if you're lighting just because of chashad, you do not say a bracha. Because it's not l'maisa done for a kima mitzvah. Ein mevarach al davar b'nei chashad, says the Ron. Ein mevarachin al davar b'nei chashad. You guys tell me the difference. What's the difference, Johnny? Come on, what's the difference? Whether it's considered to be Mar Sinai or chashad. Because Mar Sinai is something positive. V'yisum nekim yashem v'yisroel. Chashad is you don't want people thinking you're shaking. It's okay, now you don't say a bracha. But this is a real kiyum. You're being clean in the eyes of Hashem. What does the Mishnah say in Shkolim? This is very difficult. It doesn't fit in the category always so well. Mishnah says you're not allowed to go into Beis Hamikdash with a jack with pockets. Why not? Because people might think you're copying money from the pushka. And it says, what v'yisim nechim Hashem Yisrael? And then it quotes the pasuk in Mishlei. We just said it in benching. Nimsachein. Seichel tov b'nei Elokim v'adam. First Yisrael says, not enough to be naki. You have to try to find chen. You have to have people find chen. Think about you in a chen fashion. You follow me? But that's a little bit strange. If it says Mar Sinai, that means you have to see like this. That if I go into the Beis HaMikdash with pockets, it's going to be maxed people think they can steal. It's a little bit bizarre, no? Pashup shot and misses, people think you're stealing. Don't people, it's not shot that people think what? It's going to lead people to think it's mutter to steal. But based on this definition, guys, that's what we said Mar Sinai is. But says the Ramah, and the Ramah quotes this Ron, the Farish, that we do not say what? We do not say a brach on what? A brach on chashad. Al pidin. That's what we assume al pidin. Halacha l'maisa. That's what the Ramah quotes, okay? However, it's interesting, says the Shari Tshuva, Simen Tufresh Ayin Alef Sifkot Yedalin, that a person that has two doors, and he is so what? He is so busy, he lights in one door, and then Lamaisa, he didn't light in the other door, he can't say a bracha. It's amazing. So the Shari Tshuva does quote the Michtam L'David that says you can say a bracha on the door you do because of chashad, which is a tremendous chiddush. Pashup shot in the Gemara is that we'll never what? We'll never say a bracha on chashad. This is what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tufresh Ayin Hei Sif Gimel. And let me read it to you. He says like this, Tufresh Ayin Hei Sif Gimel. He says, like, I'm sorry, no, it's Tufresh Ayin Aleph, Sif Ches. Says like this, he says, Chatzur Sheish Mol Shnei Psochem, Shnei Ruchos, Sarach Lahalik, Mishnei Meach Shad. Mishnei Psochem, Beruach Echad, Uvabayis Echad, Lo, Dai Lo Bechem Behem. Haga, Vimadlik, Mishnei Psochem, Enu Mavarach Rach Echad Behem, Vashini Madlik, Lo Bracha. Beferis, Ron, the Ramah quotes the Ron. The last Sif in Tzum and Tufresh Ayin Aleph. A huge mansion that has many directions. The whole din doesn't apply to his manas. It's a third nafkamina. Okay, guys, I want you to chazer over this. Third nafkamina. Once they switch pursuim and nisa bifnim, this whole halacha goes out the window. You don't have to lighten all the doors. Because it's for the guys inside anyway. So what are the three halachas we learned so far? Zman, changed according to the Taz. What's number two? What was number two? Shemin, perhaps. How much shemin you have to put in? We number three, this whole din of what? Kama psachim also changed. Menicha l'gabishuchan u'diyo. Leave it on the table of diyo. Okay. One last thing I want to get to, then we got to get to chumash, and then we'll daven mincha. Let's get this. Guys, this was a good opportunity this week to go through stuff. People quote, the only way you can know a sug is you don't learn it from the start. You go through the Gemara, you work through the Rishonim, and you look in the Mishnah, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Machaber Ramah. That's the way you do this. You're able to do it. Okay? There's one last thing I want to quote with a few guys that asked me about it. What do you do with the extra oil? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to burn it out. You make a madura and you burn it out. Interesting din. Okay? So I want to speak about that. What does it mean you make a madura and you burn it out? What's that all about? So if Ganak has it in Sefer, it's in Simon Tuf Resh Ayin Zayin Siftal. Let's get it. Hanosir Biyom Shmini Min Hashemin. If you left over oil on the eighth day, Hatzarach Lashir Adlaka, Osalo Madura, you make a bonfire. Doesn't mean a literal bonfire, but you make a Vesorfa Bifnei Atzmo. You burn it on Hatzarachir Huxalim Mitzvoso. When you miss Arav Vishem and Achim and Shishim Lavat Lashim Shom Shem Osif Alav Kedei Lavatlo. So Mechaber is an unbelievable case. What's the case? Case is like this. You have a little bit of Shemen left over for Chanukiah. And by mistake, it got mixed into 30 ounces of Wesson oil. What do you do? It's 30 to 1. What can you do? Normally. If you have 30, not buckle yet.
Pour another
30. Pour another 30 in. So Johnny says, pour another 30 in. Good idea. That's if it's chicken soup and a drop of milk falls. Let's say 30 ounces of chicken soup with a drop of milk. What's it then? Chicken and milk is only what? Durabana. By Issa Durabana, if there's already a mixture, you're not allowed to create a mixture on your own, but if there's already a mixture that happened on it by itself, or by mistake, by a Durabana you can be Mosif. Issa Durabana, Yachol Lahosif. Let's say it's 30 ounces of beet soup with a drop of milk. You cannot add.
What if it was originally a 1-to-1, and then you want to add 60?
Can't add, no, definitely you can't. Then you don't have a mixture at all. You don't have a ratio at all.
It would have to be like a ratio. That
yeah, you already have a mixture that's already over the majority, like 2-to-1, 3-to-1, or 30-to-1.
If you start as a 2-to-1, then you just add the total would be 60.
Yeah, you can't add, well, if it's an Issa D'Rabban, you're allowed to. Issa D'Rabban, you're not allowed to. So what's the problem with this? I want you to get this down. The Rav asked this kasha. Why on earth does the Shulchan Aruch say, what's Chanukah? The Rabbanan D'Oraisa. The Rabbanan. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say you can't add in? Add 30 more Wesson oil. Why do you have to make a bonfire and burn it out? Shulchan Aruch's a Pella. Okay. Okay, so that's one Teretz. Maybe that's what the Rav wanted to say. Haner Salal Kodesh Shame. They're like Sula Mukdashim. Good answer. Okay. Pimps want to say like the Rav. It's not Nitan from Avakalit. But the Rav's great grandfather said a different shot. Pinchas. The Beis Halevi. What did the Beis Halevi say? What's the Beis Halevi say here? Doesn't say like the Rav. No, he says that this is Insert Hanoh. It's not just Asar Achiv. Yeah, you can't derive a benefit. We learned it today. Asul ishtamish la'ora. What does it say? Three reasons in Rishonim. Asul ishtamish la'ora, David. You said it yourself. That was the beginning of Shir. Asul ishtamish la'ora. Either because why? It has to be nicker. Either because zechel menorah. Either because of bizu mitzvah. Doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is not only is asul to eat for your latkes. And it's not your fault, Johnny. Don't worry about it. Okay? Onus upon a patcher. There's no doubt. Okay? So get, make sure he doubles over Shabbos latkes, okay? He double latkes, okay? Triple latkes.
Okay? Maybe they're coming next week.
Okay. All right. Could it be?
Could be.
But whatever the case is, you'll make them up and you eat them at home. But the bottom line is, what I want to bring out here is that it's an Isser Hanah. It's not just Usher to eat, says the Beis HaLevi. When you talk about an Isser Hanah, you know what it is? It's not Nitan Mavatl ever. I don't care if it's just the Rabbanan. Even if it's 30 to 1, you're not allowed to add. Because the nature of what? Of this Shemin is it's Huxul Mitzvaso. It's designated to the mitzvah. And therefore it's Asr Bachil and Hanah. And if it's not Nitan add on from 30 to 1 to 60 to 1. That's the Rav's answer. Rav gets his answer. When Pinchas Mechavetu, Ner Salol Psulam Mekdoshim, it's a din. The other one is it's not, there's an Isra Achila. Beis HaLevi says Hanukkah is an Isra Hanah. The Shemin Shel Hanukkah is an Isra what? Isra Hanah. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Pinchas?
Well, is chicken and milk, according to the Rabbanan rule, is there's an Isra Hanah, no?
No. Chicken and milk is an Isra Rabbanan to eat, and therefore there's no Isra Hanah.
There's no
Isra Hanah. No. Only something that's also actually not Torah, plus the Bechalov, deal he has with it in Nisr Hanami, not
Torah. So like we'd be allowed to sell
it. Yes, you're allowed to sell. If you had a chicken and milk store, yes, you could sell it for profit. Correct. Feresh and Gemara, Feresh and Shulchan Aruch. Okay. All right, let's go to Chumash, guys. Now we start Monday morning, as I said before.